Now we will begin the Q&A part of our seminar. Now, a number of you have your hands raised, and I have about 7 pages of questions that have been submitted. So what I'm going to do is pick those questions that I believe will help the most people. And if I'm not able to answer all the questions that need to be answered today, I will schedule another Q&A. So no worries. We'll make sure everything that we feel is important gets answered. Now, what I want to say very clearly is what we will provide today is high-level information. We cannot give full medical intuitive readings for each person. A medical intuitive reading with me is an hour-long session and very comprehensive. So, of course, we can't do an hour-long reading for anyone today. And that wasn't the point of it. The point of it really is to answer your questions about how to get the most from preventive grace and what's going on with respect to preventive and grace if you're not sure. Now, some of you it just started for, and so I want to say for those of you who just started, you must give it time to work. And we're talking about preventive in particular. If someone came in with a weak immune system, it will take time to strengthen. And doing the things we discussed to strengthen your energy field are very important. Because oftentimes when you have a weak immune system, your etheric field is also weakened. And regarding accidents, when we work to prevent accidents, we look at energetic patterns of what might occur 2-3 months out. And do our best to shift those patterns. And so, if you just got on and you had an accident, it hasn't been enough time for us to be able to help you. What we have found is, it is important to stay grounded so that you can be focused. We have the intention to help people ground. But we found, again, when your energy, if your energy field has a lot of disrepair, then it is very hard for us to help you stay grounded. So we encourage you to stay grounded and ground yourselves often to help prevent accidents as well. That will help you stay focused. Sometimes you say, well, it's an accident and it was not my fault. And that typically wasn't because you weren't grounded. But we do encourage you to stay grounded. And when we're talking about accident, we're typically talking about, well, it can really be anything. We have found on average we're able to help people stay grounded about 50% of the time. On average, some more, some hardly at all, if there's a lot of disrepair in your field. Again, I want to go back about your field. There's something I didn't say. There are other things that can cause disrepair in the field, including rape. Rape can cause big holes in your field. A big force of energy can cause a big hole in your field, or a rip or a tear. So in those cases, what we do, for example, rape, we work to heal the energetic pattern and the field. And again, those things we talked about are very important. Holes can take a year to heal if you have a hole in your field. It can take a year. A hole the size of a half dollar could take a few days, yes. So we're talking about really big holes. It can take a year. So you can see the vast difference. But again, you need to do your part. If you keep breaking through in some way, then we can't help you. You must rest, eat right, and all those things we discussed. Also, psychotropic drugs weaken your field immensely. Alcohol, drug use, all those things weaken your field. Okay. Moderation is always key. And you must use your own judgment about what is right for you. For your system, it does vary a lot with systems. All right. On with the show. Okay, the question is, who does the work in preventive and grace? Who does the healing work? It is God. God does the healing work. We also refer to that as the supreme or divine intelligence. Okay, so that question was from Shelley. Shelley said, thank you for the support and gift. This gives me great strength and support at this time, which is what I am asking for. And she asked, who does this work? She also said, I have asked my personal divine to oversee and work with this process. We say blessings to you. You all do not have to do that, but if it feels right for you, do what feels right for you. Okay. This one comes from, well, the Mustard Seed Foundation is what we'll say. That are the grace healing transmissions for my teeth, gums, and mouth stabilizing that area? Does this involve growing bone to help repair? So we'll stop there. So it looks like you started on grace about 8 days ago. And as we look at it for you, what we would say is we are doing work that needs to be done first. And sometimes this happens. What we saw was there was minute areas of bacteria and debris that needed to be released before we would want to strengthen your gum area because we don't want it sealed in there. Now that makes me ask if the condition of her etheric field, and we say it is moderately strong to weak, it's in different places and places it is weak. Is it weak around the face area? And we say, yes, it is. So the question is, do we see anything like mercury vapors that would weaken the area? And we say, we do, from a high level, we do or not. We're looking. And yes, we do is correct. Interference, no. Correct, correct. We see mercury vapors, correct. Interference, no. All right, and so mercury vapors do weaken the area. And so that is something for you to look at. We can seal it for about 8 weeks, and that is all is what we get. So you may want to look. We encourage you to look for someone to help with the removal of amalgams is correct. And that is why we saw debris is correct, because of the weak field. And she said, I have not found the right person in the field of dentistry as of yet. Well, what you need is a dentist who knows how to remove amalgam safely. And so we suggest you ask to be guided in that way. Okay, we move on. Okay, from Kitty. I have a skin cancer spot that had a biopsy been taken from in April. So she says it looks nasty and inflamed and so on, but since a month or so, it looks much better. My intuition tells me I can allow it to dissolve gracefully without an operation, but the doctors tell me that is an illusion and sort of insanity to believe that. They strongly advise to operate, say I have no alternative. The operation is scheduled for June 16th. What is your opinion? Will it be gone by then? So, Kitty, first of all, we never tell you what you should do. It's always your choice. This is for everyone. Kitty has been with Preventive or with Grace is correct. Just a few days is correct. Interference, no, correct. Is that correct? No, but since a month it looks so. It looks just a moment. You've just joined us is correct. Interference, no. And so, as we look at it, from a high level, we see it as level 2. And when you came in, it was a little more than level 2 is correct, and now it's level 2. And can we get it all? And what are the chances of it causing more problems? And so from a high level, without a medical intuitive reading, which is really what we would suggest for you, Kitty, is it looks possible that we could prevent it. But without a full reading, we would not say that. And it would always be your choice. So if you want to schedule a full reading with me, you can do that online. And so it is. All right, she has a second question, but I am going on to other people's questions because there are so many. I'm only going to answer one question per person. Okay, Victoria Gold. I purchased 2 preventives for animals, one for all the animals in a TNR colony that I created in the town. I want to mention, Victoria does rescue work, and so we have gratis done healing work for her rescue animals in the past, and yes, we will continue to do that. And so, yes, we are doing that for your animals. So, yes, that is the answer to that question. There is one you asked about. A feral cat. Wait a minute. There's one for neighbor's dogs that is not doing well. He has a pit bull tied at the end of heavy chain. I'm trying to rescue him, but the owners are unsympathetic and won't let me have him. I want to make sure this will work. The colony is about 20 animals, feral cats, in various stages of feralness after 6 years. So in general, what we're saying is we're going to do everything we can, and we really can't tell you what will work for them or not. We don't have we didn't have the address, and that would help some, but what we just wanted to do, say, Victoria, is we'll do everything we can. We can never promise anyway, but we will send healing energies to all the animals that will accept, and it looks like they are all accepting at various levels. Okay. Okay. I purchased your package 2 from Jacqueline last week and fell and broke my ankle yesterday. I have a busy life and I'm so glad to have you and your team working with me right now. My question is there a correlation between the timing of my fall and the timing of the purchase? I want to ensure I do not miss the lesson in this. Thank you for all the work you are doing in this world. And so we appreciate your being willing to look at everything. And we would say, did your purchase trigger something? And we say, oh, high level, we see not. We see not is correct. We don't believe that so is correct. It does not appear that way. And thank you for asking. That was from Shane. Yes, correct, correct. Okay. From Carmen, I would like to know what is causing me the pain in my mouth that has been going on for many years and is also causing me to have facial spasms. I feel strongly that this is connected to lumps in my lymph nodes that are also painful. So far, everything I have tried has increased the pain. It even hurts for me to drink water. All right, Carmen, as we look at it, we're looking at, from a high level, and we say, it appears that, so I'm asking, somehow I'm wondering if all of this is Carmen's stuff or someone else's stuff she has taken on, and we say, blessings. It appears that about 80% of it is someone else's stuff that somehow has entered your field and body. And so, as we look at your field, is it weakened? It is very weakened. And I don't know if you do healing work with others, Carmen. It looks like you may have at some point. We can take on things from family members or from clients or anyone not knowing it. But your field is quite weak. Holes? No, we don't see holes. We see weakness. And so what needs to happen is that which is not yours needs to be, we would say, benign. And if you're still correct, accurate. And so this is a process, and it may be causing, yes, sensitivities that are absurd is what we would say is correct. And it can make you feel like you're paranoid. And we're not saying that you are at all. So that is what we see at the top level. And these things can be quite complex. So that's what we can give you at a top level. And we would say you bought preventive is what you bought. And this is something that has been going on for a long time. So more help than preventive will be needed for this, Carmen. But that is what we see. All right, we're going to move to next. This is from Marcia. This is where, after she signed up her daughter Caitlin and the whole family who live in Chile, Katie texted me and said, Nico threw up at 4 a.m. and again in this morning. How can this be? Well, first of all, you just signed up. So sometimes people think, well, I just signed up and something got triggered. and we have not found that to be the case. And so for Nico, what we see at a high level is it appears that Nico is very sensitive and his field is weak is correct. And it appears that he may have taken on the energy of something unbeknownst to himself. He may have even looked at something, an herb. Perhaps it was in the grass. It could have been something like that. It appears like it could have been. We're not sure. And he took on the energy into his field, and it made him sick. And so something like that, of course, is very difficult to prevent. The key is strengthening his field. And did he come in with a weak field? We're not sure. From a high level, we would say he came in with a moderate field is how it appears. And we would say it is weak only in certain areas. And can we heal it? It appears that way. When someone is young like that, they can just get themselves into trouble unbeknownst to them. And so, but it looks like we can do a good job of strengthening his field. And when his field is stronger, things will not affect him this much. So that is what we see. I want to do a check and make sure you all are hearing me okay. So, Angela, I've unmuted you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Is my sound coming across okay?
Yes, just fine.
All right. Thank you. I wanted to make sure. There were a number of hands raised. I thought I'd better make sure people can hear me. Thank you, Angela. All right, we're going to go ahead and answer a question from one of the callers. All right, we're calling, looks like first name Michelle, last four digits 6147.
Hi.
You're on it. Hi.
Yes, it's me.
All right, what is your question?
Well, I've done everything I can to clean up my health, and I just wondered if there's something that you can tell me I should be doing.
Okay.
Or is that too general?
Well, it is general. Did you have a specific area of your health?
Well, diabetes.
Diabetes? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Michelle. So we're going to ask Source to help you ground. It will help us help you more, okay?
Okay.
So from a high level, we would say your insulin levels are out just slightly. Are you on something for it?
Yes.
Okay. And so it is helping. The first thing question that comes, is she taking something that's interacting with it that's not working? It looks like a yes. So were you on the call where we talked about interactions with drugs?
Yes.
Okay. We want to recommend that you look at everything you're taking and look up what would interact negatively with your medication is our recommendation, okay?
Ultimately, I want to get off medication, so.
I know, but you need to look at the interactions because it can compound the problem and have it remain, okay?
Okay.
So don't try to get off it. I hear you. So you're trying to take other things to get off of it. And if you want to do that, then you really should do it with some help who understands about the interactions of things. I don't recommend trying to. If you do it yourself, you can, but be really careful and look online and look at interactions and so forth, okay?
I'm trying to eat correctly. Eat better. Eat nothing bad so that it decreases the sugar level, you know? And it's just
again, the thing we see the most is there's something interacting negatively. So that's where we suggest you start, okay? In terms of something you're taking, a homeopath, an herb, an over-the-counter, it looks like it could be any of those things. So check all of that, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, even over-the-counter, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. And I really want to say that it could be something, it could even be Tylenol. It can be anything. It could be a cold remedy that interacts with a medication or with another one. So thank you for that question. It will help everyone.
Good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to put you back on mute. All right, another question from Margaret. My husband, Sergey, and I are both signed up with the Health Grid program for 1 year. So you've been with us for a year. Years ago, I had laser surgery for abnormal cells in my cervix, and I've been left with scar tissue, which aging has made more painful. My question is if you can see my body and see if I will have more issues with cancer. So years ago, she had abnormal cells in her cervix and was left with scar tissue, which has been, okay, so the scar tissue is what you're saying. What we have been seeing for Sergey is we have found the pattern of cancer in his, oh, this is for you, sorry, for Margaret. I got confused, I apologize. For Margaret, we have seen the pattern, yes, of so no. So that tells me, no, we're not really seeing cancer in your cervical area. In your body, we have seen over the year, no, we have not. We have not seen any signs of it. Is correct. Now, we cannot promise anything, but that is a very good sign. Hopefully that will allow you to relax. In regards to the scar tissue, there is something amiss with the scar tissue that it should make it more painful for you. And from the high level, we say it looks like something was, we don't want to say done incorrectly, but something happened there. And we're not sure what. And can it be reversed? We think it possibly can. And that wouldn't be a preventive thing, but it looks very possible that that could be remedied. On an energetic level, it is correct. And so just keep that in mind. Okay, let's see. Keep in mind, again, we're giving you top-of-the-line information here. If you feel like more detailed information would be helpful for you, in this case, we think we would really need to look very closely at what it would require, and you want a reading that is something that you may want to choose. I'm not going to say that again, so just keep that in mind as the call goes on, because I don't want to keep repeating that for people. Unless you ask me specifically, and then I'll be happy to answer. Okay, she said her husband, I'm going to answer this because it's for a different member of her family, watching ahead, a blockage, had heart issues. A blockage was removed at the time, but we wonder if this issue with his arteries will return. He's also been told about a heart valve issue, and he's concerned for the health of his prostate. So we want to focus on one of these. So we're going to go to the heart valve issue. It feels like the most important, if I know correct. And there does look to be some kind of a minute, not a blockage, but abnormality in the heart valve. And it can be healed energetically. And it's been there for about a year, is how it appears. And you've been on preventive for about a year. It is not something we saw, and we didn't really start scanning organs until the last few months. And we didn't look at his heart yet. So we will look and see if we can heal that issue, Gratis, for you as part of preventive. It looks like it's possible. Blessings to you. Marita has several questions. I'll answer the first one. I already answered the second question. I'll answer the second question because it's not a health question. It's for everyone. So do you have any insight into why my heartbeat either gets too slow or too fast, which makes it difficult to stand for more than 20 minutes before I pass out? I think it may be my autonomic nervous system causing this problem. I've had it since childhood. Blessings to you, Marita. And so we want to really look at this carefully. Top of the line information is not going to provide too much information. My first question is, there's someone else's energy involved in it? We think it may be, and we want to look more closely than that. And so, Marita, we're going to look at it more closely and come back and circle back around. You also asked, who are the members of the team you speak of who do the scanning and adjustments? You mentioned they obtain the level of Christ consciousness, but are they of the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimension and above? And do you know their names? I refer to them as God and Jay. God as divine intelligence. And I refer to Jay as Christ, as Jesus, as Jay, who does our top level information. So those are the members of our team. They do all of it. And the dimension is 8, is correct. Okay. We want to come back to what is causing you to pass out or difficult to stand before you pass out. From a high level, we say, blessings, my child. It looks like there is, in fact, a being who is in your field that is, the word double comes up. It's like there's two trying to occupy a body. Now that sounds very strange. That is what it appears to be. And so, it's like a conflict. That is what we see. And sometimes there are what we call walk-ins, like somebody walks into a body. And it appears that you were a walk-in, Marita, and you walked into a body that already had an entity in it. Now, the entity, was the entity the person of the body, or was it occupied by someone who was nesting there? We say it was occupied by someone who had made it home, but it wasn't necessarily supposed to be that one's home, is accurate. And so blessings, we say that one wants it to be its home and doesn't want to leave. And so we recommend that you get someone who can really help with this issue, who is highly, highly trained. Blessings to you. All right, we have a question from Karina. I had serious knee pain, and doctors prescribed painkillers. Today I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and he told me that my meniscus has a tear, and he wants to operate my knee. My question, can I do something with the preventive or the preventive for me that I don't need to undergo this operation? Or is there anything else I can do? How can I prevent the operation? So, first we want to look at the issue itself and say, can it be repaired without surgery? We're looking at your field and the strength of it, and is moderate. We know this person had another disease. It looks like it has mostly cleared up. Immune system is moderately weak, is correct. So we recommend a lot of rest for you, and we also recommend something else. What we see is that there is a couple of tears in your field. And are there beings in your field? We say, yes, there are beings in your field, is correct. And so that can lower your energy and vibration as well. I'm not sure if you hear them or not, but sometimes they can pose as guidance. Doesn't appear that way. So your immune system needs to be strengthened. From a high level, normally we can heal a meniscus tear with other healing work we do. It's not really a preventive issue. We want to look at how it happened. We're not sure how it happened, but what we would say is there's a lot of steps that need to happen, Karina, for this to heal naturally. And it depends on how quickly you want to get it handled. You need to take good care of yourself so it does not tear more. And we understand you may be on pain meds, and we don't see any interactions happening. But there needs to be a number of levels of work done for this to heal. And it is likely that it is doable. And it looks like there's, from a high level, we'd say, it's too much for us to say at a high level. It would require, again, we would say it would require a reading for us to know more. But there's just a lot going on there, Karina. We're sending you lots of love and light and blessings. Okay. We want to, Marcia sent in questions for each member of your family. We want to see if we can help a couple more people, then come back and look at a couple more for Marcia. We'll choose those we feel will help the whole the most.
Oh.
All right, I believe this is Mona from Sweden. You're on. Mona, are you there? Can you unmute yourself, Mona? I can't hear you. I'm going to go to someone else. Okay, this caller, last four digits 6802, you're on the line. Who are we speaking with?
Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie. What is your question?
My question is H. pylori in my intestines gone, or is it transmitted?
Wait, my darling, I can't understand you. Speak loud and clear.
Has the H. pylori in my gut gone, or has it transmuted to something else?
Has the what in your gut gone?
H. pylori, the bacteria.
The bacteria in your gut gone or transmuted?
H. pylori.
H. priority?
H. pylori. P-I-L-O-R-I.
Okay. Thank you. It is diminishing.
It is what?
It is diminishing.
Oh, good. Okay.
So it looks like it will continue. So there is quite a bit of progress that has been made.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Blessings.
Blessings.
All right. All right, caller, last four digits 3193. You're on the air.
Hello, is that me?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi.
Well, I purchased both the preventive and the grace for my digestive system and my thyroid. And my question
okay,
is
speak
more,
very loud. Speak very loud, please.
Better like this?
Yes.
Okay. I purchased both the preventive and two graces for me for the digestive and my thyroid. And my question is more in regard to my digestive system. You told me that I was taking too much stuff and I reduced that. And I was wondering if there is anything you can tell me about the bloating, the pain that I can help with the grace healing with.
okay? What we see is that there is counteractions happening, which is what I guess we told you before. And without a list, it is difficult for us to know exactly what. But it appears that there are two, maybe three or more things that are counteracting with each other that are contributing to the problem in your gut that you are somehow getting in your system. And you may want to look at things like powdered drinks that might have a lot of different things in them is the first hit I'm getting. Are you taking anything like that?
I'm taking what is called Damaya tissues, earth or something like that, some earthy product, and the other powder is the vitamin C.
The first one that you said is causing interactions with something else.
Okay.
So
I'll stop that completely. Okay.
Yeah, look that up online, okay, my dear? But there's,
okay.
And there's, look up, you know, things that have multiple ingredients, look at the ingredients and look up those as well. That's the hit we're getting for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right? You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, back to Marcia, who signed up a boatload of family members. We want to help you as others. So for yourself, inner right knee pain, especially when I run. So we'll just start there. We'll just do one thing. And let us start there. So inner right knee pain. And so the hit we get is, as we look at the whole body, your field is moderate to moderately strong and weak in a couple of places. You seem to have problems with legs and feet. Is it weak there? It is weak on the right foot side, is what we're getting. And so, can we heal the field? There is one thing, and we're saying we see a hole on the right side, and it looks like it's been there for some time, and just a moment. We're just getting some background noise. Okay. Okay. We're looking to see if we can see what caused the hole. It could have been an abrupt something happened. It looks like that could be what happened. Maybe a fall, or usually not a fall, but something abrupt looks like it happened. And some time ago, yes. So the question is, nutrition is medium, and we're looking at what it would take to heal that hole, and it looks like, are there beings? And we say, no, we don't see beings at this point, which would be surprising since there is a hole. Interference, no. And since it's at the foot, is that why we say it could be, but we're looking further. Is there a lot of debris? Yes, there is a lot of debris as a result of the hole is correct, which is keeping it from healing is correct. And so it looks like the hole will heal. from a high level, it looks like the hole will heal. And that is the first order of business. And it's about a quarter to more than a quarter, like if you image a quarter, a U.S. quarter, it's a little bit bigger than that. And we will look to see if there's others. That's all we saw in our preliminary, in our full scan, actually. We already scanned you fully, is correct. And so that is, our charge is to heal that. And the debris will keep things from healing correctly, is correct. And so when we heal the hole, we also work to release the debris. So that's where we are working for you at this point. Blessings to you. We want to comment also that some people have complex or long-standing issues or deep issues or multiple issues, and grace is a healing transmission that goes about 3.5 weeks. First the scan is done, and then there's about 3.5 weeks of healing. We will be giving, well, we are giving people opportunities to purchase more packets of grace at this price. It normally would be $300, and we have been selling grace for $75. So if you have longer complex issues and you decide you want more grace at this price, you can go back and purchase more packets, and they will be done in divine order. So I just wanted to say that for Marsh in particular, there's quite a lot, extensive healing that will need to be done. The hole first and getting the debris out, and then we'll start with probably the phalange is probably where we will start. But just to give you a heads up, that could change, but that's what we're getting at this point. So just to give you that heads up. She also said, I've been told by other healers I have root chakra issues as well as two past life issues that I know of where my legs were broken and I was a slave with my legs chained. And so this certainly is related. And when we heal, we do heal on all levels. And so it is. Blessings. I'll answer a couple more questions. Okay, last four digits, 1287, you're on the line.
Hi, Stacey, it's Linda Lucero.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. The reason I raised my hand is I've been on the preventive grid for, I guess, close to a year and a half. I signed up when you first did it, and then I renewed. And for the last few months, something that is unique for me is towards the end of the day, about 3 hours before I'd normally go to bed, I'm just getting incredibly tired, sleepy. It's not normal for me. I mean, I normally don't go to bed because I'm tired and sleepy. I go to bed because it's time to go to bed. And I'm feeling like it's some outside influence that's causing it. And I was wondering if you could tune into that.
Thanks. You are on the mark on that. And we detect there is a being that is, their energy is making you tired. And as we look at your field, there are perforations. And that is important to note. And there is a tiny hole, and there is a slit. And so, a slit in your field is what
slit.
We see.
Okay, a slit.
Yep.
Okay.
And so it looks like that is how the being made its way there. And recently, we'd say it's been there about a month, is how it appears. And, of course, debris gets in, and that can make you tired as well. And so we have set to work on healing it already. And I'm just looking what I need to say to you in terms of what might have caused it. Do you have a sense of what might have caused it, Linda? The slit in your heel?
I don't know, EMS? Too much.
Okay, we'll look at that. The slit is by your right ear. Is that where you're on the phone with your right ear?
Yes, I'm on the phone with my right ear. I'm actually with the Bluetooth on my right ear.
Yeah, it looks like that's the cause.
So that is EMS. I mean, that's...
Yes, ma'am, that's the cause. You're right on the money. Okay, now you know what... See, the thing is, we can't heal it if you keep doing the same thing. This is very important information for you. Your gut was right. You need to stop using that. It's not working for you. Okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Do you use it all the time? Is it on all the time, Linda?
No, it's not all the time, but it's a significant amount.
Yeah. It's too much. It's too much, my dear. That's what happened. Too much. With people who use that Bluetooth a lot, be aware of that. Okay? Thank you. This helped everyone. And we needed that information because we could heal it, and it wouldn't heal if you kept doing it, okay?
Right. Is there any other thing besides that? Is that the only thing?
That's what we want to go on, but that
okay.
Looks like that's the most important thing we see, okay?
Bluetooth, okay.
It looks like we can heal it after that. It's how it appears. And if it doesn't, come back and ask us another question, okay? We'll start there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks. I have to get to some other people, and then we're going to wrap up. So I want to go back to one more for Marcia. We will be scheduling another call. No worries, you guys. And we'll just go right down the line. Addison. Eyes are swollen and itchy whenever he works outdoors. Never had allergies before. He has also type 1 diabetes. Can we make that go away? For Addison, we first look at his field. Is it weak around his eyes? And we say, yes, it is. In front of his face, it is weakened. And around his eyes, very weak. And straining to see, no, we don't see that, correct. Holes, yes, we see holes is correct. And around his face, yes, we see three in his field. And that's what we found in the scan is three holes in his field and many perforations. So something happened to cause this, and we're not sure what. We don't know if he was wearing something on his face that he was allergic to, if that would cause it. I'm just trying to the PI here, and we don't see that. We do see that there are beings that have made home there, and we believe it is all healable, and nutrition is moderate. Rest needs more rest. We see, perhaps, his type 1 diabetes is accurate, and can we make that go away? Well, the first thing we need to do is work on healing the field and getting the debris out. And when your field is that weak, again, you're susceptible to other people's energy. And we're suspecting the essence is taking on other people's energy, unbeknownst to him, because there are so many perforations. It can be something people do without knowing it. And it looks like that is affecting the diabetes quite a bit. And so we just ask that you do all the things we talked about, nutrition, rest, make sure Addison is doing all the things we suggested in the beginning as much as possible that are pertinent, and you know, try not to do work outdoors is something we would say for now is correct, because it will just aggravate the situation. We're not telling him to stay inside, but don't do more of what aggravates the situation. It will make it hard to heal. Blessings. All right, one more call, live caller, and then we are going to end for today. Okay, last four digits, 1256. Hello? You on the air?
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hello? Who's speaking?
It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. What is your question? Speak loud, please.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm walking in the street. Okay, I have been having issues with my arm, left arm. And the pain was actually in my chest, but it moved.
Wait. You said you're walking outside, so stop walking, please. Can you?
Okay. How about now? Better?
Okay, let's try again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling because I have something going on with my left arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pain makes my... it goes into my, from my shoulder to my elbow, and then it makes my little finger and my ring finger numb. But I feel like it moves from my chest to over there. Can you check to see what's causing that?
Okay. Which arm?
Left.
Left, okay. I'm going to put you on mute because there's noise.
Okay.
So as we look from a high level, at the left arm to see if there's any tears. And yes, we see tears. Rotator cuff, it appears the rotator cuff is torn, is correct. And energy field is moderately strong around that area. Weak? No, moderately strong, which is good. Subtle body strong, moderately strong. And so as we look at the bigger picture at a high level, that is what we see. That's the first thing that came to us is a tear in the rotator cuff. Now, can that be healed energetically by God? We would say it appears that way. But you would have to really minimize use of it and not aggravate it. And oftentimes there are other things related that we would see in a full reading. At this moment, that's all we can say from a high level, but that is what we see for you. Blessings to you. Okay, you guys. Phew. That was a lot of questions. And that is, we are going to call this session complete in a moment. I hope you have learned a great deal for yourself today, and that if you really listen closely, hopefully you will hear something for yourself, like if something is aggravated, try not to do anything that will aggravate it further. I know it can be challenging for those of you who want to live a full life, but it is important. So that is an important message as well. You must take care of yourselves, and we will be able to help you much more. Rest when tired. Check for interactions in herbs and medications, including over-the-counter. Look online if you sense that might be a problem. Eat well. Laugh. Enjoy life as much as possible. And so it is. We will be scheduling another Q&A in the not very distant future. So check your email for it. And as far as grace goes, for those of you who decide that you want more healing packets while at this price, we predict that we will continue this price for another few weeks. So know that is the case for $75 for 3 to 4 weeks of scanning and healing. And so it is. Again, it's $75, whereas normally it would be $300 for this period of time. So we're glad to be able to do this. We're glad to be able to help so many. We're glad to be able to answer your questions. We're glad to have so many new wonderful members in our family and so many long-standing members. And we look forward to assisting you and continuing to serve you in the future. We send you love and blessings. And I'm going to do this. This is my favorite way to end the call. What I want to do is end with a woohoo. But if someone wants to say, I'll go ahead and ask. I'm going to lower all the hands. I'd like to ask what was most valuable for you all from this call. If it was something educational that was really valuable, would you hit star 2 and share with me and with others before we part? Hi, Kim, you're on.
Hi, Stacy. Well, all of it was wonderful. I thought it was amazing to hear about the terrors, like the cell phone thing.
Wait, there's static on your line. Go ahead, Kim, say that again.
All of it was amazing. I thought it was really amazing to hear about the terrors, like the cell phone thing by the right ear.
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible. I thought that was really good information. I'm wondering if other people are feeling the same. I'm feeling fear about other energies and energies.
You're feeling fear about other energies that came up for you because you know you have.
I know I have them.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. So I do want to comment on that. Kim knows she has holes in her field, and they're being repaired. And so fear doesn't help. Always create a sacred space. And I'm asking if there's anything else Kim can do to help with this or others who have holes until it is healed. So I'm asking if anything can be done to shield. From a high level, we say shielding is something that has a lot of conversation about it, and we are looking at it more closely to see what can be done that would help more consistently. We have found that when there are holes in the field, shields don't stay in place, is correct. Interference, no. And so you can ask to be coveted by God continuously throughout the day. It's challenging. I think what I would just say to you is let go and let God know that healing is happening. Know that you will feel better, and try to stay out of fear because it doesn't help.
Okay.
And, you know, when something comes up, try to separate, is this mine or is this somebody else's? And if it's somebody else's, just ask that it leave and let it go. That's what I would encourage. Okay, Kim?
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm sure that helped everyone.
Okay.
Thank
I'm sure it did. Thank you for the question very much.
Call today. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. All right, Marjorie, did you have a comment about what was most helpful for you?
Yes, I did. What was most helpful for me, I think, was hearing about the holes in the aura and
okay.
knowing how to prevent them, maybe. So maybe that's my learning for...
Yeah.
Do I have any?
Do you have any?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to answer questions now. Okay, we're just looking for comments, but... If it resonated
okay.
with you, just take good care of you, okay? And know that
shielding has been a problem for me, so.
Okay.
Okay,
so you know.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
You're welcome. And we have one more comment. Last four digits, 12887. What are you taking away today?
Hi, Stacey. It's Linda. Well, obviously, it was, you know, addressing my issue that was already addressed about the hole or the tear from the Bluetooth. But aside from that, at the very beginning, when you talked about creating a sacred space, it was just very helpful to know that I think there are times when I didn't think it necessary to create a sacred space, and knowing that it's not just that you might not get correct information, but that you're creating a situation where you might create tears or...
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that was very... That's the first time I heard that. Maybe you said that before, but that's the first time I ever heard it. And that was very surprising to me and very valuable to know. So,
got it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing. It is very important information indeed. Blessings, Linda. Great to hear you. You sound good, by the way. I wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Okay. And so we're going to wrap up before the timer is out. So we want to end with a woohoo. And so it is. We're going to put it on interactive. Yep. And on a count of 1, 2, and 3, yes, everybody say woohoo. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Woohoo!
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 Woohoo!